Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Advances in neuroscience have allowed us to connect some types of behavior with pathological brain development. This knowledge has made its way into the courtroom. And as Jim Tayberry, assistant professor of philosophy at the University of Utah, reveals, it's raising some tough questions for judges.
Scientific evidence about the causes of antisocial behavior is becoming increasingly common in the courtroom. Genetic tests for genes associated with antisocial personality disorder and neuroimaging scans of purportedly psychopathic brains have both been introduced in trials to affect the sentencing of criminals. The presence of such scientific evidence raises a question: which way will it cut? Will it decrease punishment because the evidence is interpreted to suggest that the criminal is less responsible for his actions? Or will it increase punishment because the evidence is interpreted to suggest that the criminal poses a continued threat to society? This is the double-edged sword of the science of bad behavior. The same scientific evidence could increase or decrease punishment. In order to test the blades of the double-edged sword, Lisa Aspinwall, Tennille Brown, and I performed a nationwide experiment involving U.S. trial court judges. All the judges received the same details concerning a crime of aggravated battery. Half the judges were told only that the convict was a diagnosed psychopath, while the other half received this diagnosis of psychopathy, as well as additional scientific evidence concerning the biological causes of psychopathy. We then asked all the judges to evaluate and sentence the criminal. The judges who received the additional evidence concerning the biological causes of psychopathy sentenced the criminal to approximately 13 years in prison, 1 year less than the judges who received only the diagnosis of psychopathy. Still, both of these sentences were significantly higher than the 9 years that the judges said was their average sentence for cases of aggravated battery. In our study, the double-edged sword did indeed cut both ways.
That was Jim Tayberry of the University of Utah. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. I don't care.